This is the Rick Edelman Show.
We're going to begin with where people are financially and how they're feeling about it. The average U.S. household has about $8,000 in credit card debt, and 20% of those households think they're going to miss a credit card payment this year. We're talking 47 million Americans. In addition to all that, we've just completed a very significant set of survey research here at Edelman Financial Engines. We did this in conjunction with the Bipartisan Policy Center and the Funding Our Future Coalition, which I founded with the BPC, all as part of America Saves Week. And our survey research in the past couple of weeks has revealed that 35% of Americans, one out of three, believe that their personal financial situation is today worse than it was a year ago. 40% of working Americans say they've had difficulty paying for a personal expense. A third are living paycheck to paycheck, and 20% have had to borrow from their retirement accounts in the past year. This is clearly a dire situation for millions of Americans. It is the classic K recovery. If you're doing well, you're now doing better. If you've been doing poorly, you're now doing worse. So what can we do to help people who are struggling, living paycheck to paycheck? Well, it's remarkably simple and easy, and the workers themselves who we surveyed provided us with the answer. Here's what it comes down to. Do you ever notice that you've often had the conviction, the promise that you've made to yourself, I'm going to save money this month? Do you remember when you were young, not making a whole lot of money, and you had a lot of bills, and you were determined, I'm going to save money? The problem is, at the end of the month, by the time you've paid all your bills, there's no money left over. And therefore, you're not able to save. And that's a real challenge. When you're living paycheck to paycheck, it's hard to have any money left after you pay for food and rent and medicine, and utilities, and clothes for the kids, and put gas in the car, and on and on and on, there's just no money left over. And this is why, as you just heard me recite, the statistics of a third of Americans living paycheck to paycheck in credit card debt that they can't afford to pay, and so on. Well, here's the simple solution. You can't spend money that you don't already have. Right? Think about that for a minute. Why don't we make savings automatic? This is what we do with retirement savings, don't we? You contribute to a retirement plan at work, your 401k or 403b or the thrift savings plan in the federal government, whatever it is you have available to you from your employer, you save automatically. The money comes out of your paycheck and is immediately diverted into the 401k. Because the money is diverted from your paycheck, when you get your net pay, you've already saved. And you're now free to spend all of your paycheck because the savings has already been done. That works really well for retirement savings. But what about emergency savings? And that's what our survey revealed. 42% of those surveyed say they want their employers to create an automatic savings account for them. Take some of my paycheck and set it aside in a bank account, in a money market account, in a cash reserves account. I don't care about getting a tax deduction for it, and I'm not worried about how to invest it. I want a rainy day fund. You, my employer, do it for me. If I'm making $1,000 a week, take $50 and set it aside in a rainy day fund. So send me $950. This way, I'll spend my net pay as I always do. I'll be broke at the end of the month like I always am, but I'll have that $50 in the rainy day fund, which I can tap into anytime I need if a crisis emerges like the car breaking down or what have you. This can be an extraordinarily easy, simple way for employers to help their employees build cash reserves. Doesn't take a lot of effort. It doesn't require a lot of fuss because we're not trying to get tax benefits for it. They're not dealing with investment management questions and eligibility issues. It's just an optional opportunity, and it's a wonderful new way for employers to consider helping their employees who are struggling living paycheck to paycheck. This situation is dire and we have to deal with it, and we're really excited here at Edelman Financial Engines to be participating in America Saves Week. 888-PLAN-RICK, rickedelman.com.
These callers are pre-recorded and pre-screened. Neither Edelman Financial Engines, a division of Financial Engines Advisors LLC, nor its affiliates offer tax or legal advice. Interested parties are strongly encouraged to seek advice from qualified tax and/or legal experts regarding the best options for your particular circumstances. Dollar cost averaging does not assure a profit or protect against a loss in a declining market. For the strategy to be effective, you must continue to purchase shares in both up and down markets. As such, an investor needs to consider his or her financial ability to continuously invest through periods of low price levels. Investing strategies such as asset allocation, diversification, or rebalancing do not assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. All investments have inherent risks, including loss of principal. There are no guarantees that a portfolio employing these or any other strategy will outperform a portfolio that does not engage in such strategies. Past performance does not guarantee future results.